First of all, I would probably be a deer because I've been obsessed with the deer, and I'll also tell you something that came from a vision. But I would be in, you know, a deep ancient woods, lots of green grass, you know, loamy soil, someplace like West Sussex, England, you know, walking through ancient forests, ancient deep woods. That's definitely my world. Not the desert where I live here at all. And not even the ocean, you know, which of course I love, but you know, for me, that's where the soul dwells. Last year at this time, I was in Hawaii for my first time, and I got an Ayurvedic treatment, and which was the pouring of oil on your third eye for a great length of time, for like a half an hour, and all of a sudden, this incredibly strong, articulated vision came to me of this ancient stone gray face. Which was, there was just kind of a nobility about it. It was, I couldn't tell whether it was animal or human. It was just this ancient, and it scared the daylights out of me because it was so real. As soon as I came home, I had already had a big canvas prepared. I just took, you know, some black paint and just started making these giant spirals. And then all of a sudden I saw that in the middle of this spiral, I really needed to paint a stag. And I started painting it just with white, you know, on top of the gray. And there was the exact face that I had seen in my vision in Hawaii. Having been part of this Blake community when starting at the age of 20, we read Blake every morning for an hour. I think I try to paint poetry, actually. I think that's really what I'm after, because, you know, the poetic basis of mind is really kind of what I would like to be in most of the time in terms of my painting. Using words in my paintings, you know, used to be much more paramount. I mean, in my Blake days, we had something called the scriptorium, where we, you know, printed our own works and did that. We used old platen presses and you know, so did both image and words. And so I did a silk screened a book of a Blake bestiary using all the animals from Blake, but, you know, using the words as well. And now, you know, with words these days, if I do use words, there always has to be a space between the image and the word. You know, like the moment between, as Blake would say, the moment between two pulsations of an artery. The way I discovered this Venetian plaster was, you know, probably almost 15 years ago or so. I did, as well as my painting, I did faux finish work. And so I had visited my brother, who also did that kind of work, and he showed me how to do it. And that night I went home and I had this kind of really revelatory dream. I was inside of this beautiful building, which all the walls were done in this beautiful, actually a black Venetian plaster. And then there was, you know, beautiful etchings into the black Venetian plaster, birds and words. And I walked out of the building and there was this fantastic celebration going on. Just, you know, hundreds of people and just all this gaiety and joy. So the next day I woke up and I said, you know, I think I'm going to start playing with this Venetian plaster. So I worked literally, I could not stop. I think it was, you know, almost like 6 straight hours without stopping. I was so obsessed and fascinated by it. you know, I love the layering of ideas, the layering of materials. So the Venetian plaster allows you to do that, allows you to scratch into it, allows you to also, because it has a lot of marble dust in it, it allows you to burnish it, you know, either steel wool or sandpaper, and you get this, you know, very extraordinary finish on it. In some ways, I use my, you know, the Venetian plaster, the liquid pigments, almost as if like a medium in a seance. It is a tool for me to access the imagination. You know, I'm looking at a painting of mine right now, and, you know, it's half of it is scratched into with, you know, all kinds of words. I can read some of them. Then there's some text from an old prayer book, you know, and then there's a page from that I picked up from 1900 from when I was in Dublin, and then there's a piece of an old plat map from 1900 from Brooklyn, New York. And you know, it says mermaid on it because that's the name of an area there. You know, I much prefer to ask questions other than, you know, show, you know, have an obvious thing of what a painting is about. I like it to be a puzzle. There's a beautiful poem by Arseny Tarkovsky, which is, it goes something like this: "And I dream of a different soul dressed in other clothes, running from timidity to hope, spiritous and shadowless." Now, when I read that, from that I began to paint. I think I did, you know, maybe 10 paintings of large paintings, maybe 60, 80 by 36 dresses. You know, dressing myself in different souls. I did have a very interesting dream not too long ago, which I painted immediately. And I was standing barefoot, and I took a look down at my foot, and suddenly this little kind of red tongue came out of my large toe. And on the heels of that came a silver spoon. which was just like I was so dumbfounded by this. It was a large silver spoon that came slipping out of my big toe. In alchemy, there's a stage or a phase which is called sabbatio. And what that is the alchemists are feeding with a silver spoon the vessel what it truly needs, what its soul needs most of all. Anyway, the way that this painting turned out, you know, I painted a foot, you know, side view of the foot, and it was sort of sitting on, you know, a lot of texture and some, you know, pieces out of a newspaper and little things that were kind of revealed here and there. And then I just tied a pair of wings onto the ankle. And didn't do a silver spoon, but just did that. What I am doing, you know, is trying to bridge the conscious with the unconscious in my work. So I think that has been with me all my life. You know, I used to climb up trees and talk to angels, and so I've had kind of a lifetime of that kind of connection. You know, of course, I've been showing in galleries for a million years and many different galleries. But the place that most felt where my work belonged was I was part of a group show in London in the crypt of St. Pancras Church in London. And I had a big space, you know, and the floors were dirt, they were earth, and the walls were mostly kind of ancient stone. And I loved how it felt and it worked in there. Probably I'm from some ancient worlds, but I'm always attracted to that. I mean, even in my work, you know, I always use old papers, and of course William Blake. I think connected to the ancient in some strange way.